Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Please open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 11 to 16.
请大家打开我们的圣经，翻到新约提摩太前书第四章十一到十六节。
And before I ask Eric to read for us, let me pray once again for God to give us light.
在我们读经文之前，我们再次来到神面前来祈求神圣灵的光照。
Father, we are in awe of the precious grace of your word that you would speak to us.
神，我们在你向我们说的这样的宝贵的话语面前心存敬畏。
And we pray that you will give us the right attitude as we come to listen to you.
求主你让我们来到神你话语面前的时候，你赐给我们一个正确能够领受的态度。
Humble us and give us listening hearts.
赐给我们谦卑的心，让我们赐给我们能听的耳。
And also give us understanding of your truth.
也赐给我们在你这样的真理当中的领受的这样的正确的智慧。
We long to experience Christ's salvation.
让我们也在其中，主，我们能够期盼，能够在你里面不断的经历主耶稣基督之中的救赎。
In His glorious name we pray.
奉他荣耀的名祷告。
Eric to read for us, please.
我们先来读我们今天的经文，提摩太前书四章的十一到十六节。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。这是什么？
So one of the reasons I began preaching through the book of 1 Timothy last year is that I knew our church would be going through a time of transition.
我从去年开始在开始宣讲提摩太前书的讲到的系列，原因之一是也知道我们教会要经历一个这样的一个转型过渡的时期。
And praise God that last Sunday we had a wonderful online worship and God glorifying congregational meeting.
也感谢主，让我们上星期我们有一个美好的这样线上的这样联合敬拜，也有在我们的线上的会员大会当中，神的名也得到高举。
We came to support and confirm Pastor Wang's new call to engage in missions work.
我们在其中，我们也认可并支持王牧师在他的这样的一个新的宣教的这样的位置。
And so, not only has our church been looking for CM associate or assistant pastor.
所以我们不仅是要在中文堂要寻找我们的助理牧师或者副牧师。
And we'll also begin fairly soon to form a search committee for search for a senior pastor.
不久我们也要能够要成立我们的主任牧师的聘牧的委员会。
So the passage before us is actually very timely.
所以我们今天读的这段经文其实对我们来讲是一个是个正好是一个在一个恰当的时候。
In fact, beginning from verse 6 all the way to verse 10, Paul has been giving guidance, direct guidance to Timothy on being a gospel minister.
那在前面我们讲到的6到10节，那保罗在给提摩太这样他的很多的指导，是要让他成为一个传讲福音的传道人。
We saw in those verses the emphasis on being a good servant of Christ Jesus through the pursuit of godliness.
那我们在前面在保罗的劝勉当中他劝勉提摩太要在传道人这个职分上要成为一个追求敬虔的榜样。
And so now here in verses 11 to 16 is a continuation of this guidance.
那在第十一到十六节是保罗对提摩太的这个劝勉的继续。
So this is why in verse 11, Paul tells Timothy to command and teach these things as a gospel minister.
所以在第十一节的时候，这也是为什么保罗在这里继续说，他说你要作为一个真正的忠实传讲福音的传道人，你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Now, when he said these things, command and teach these things refers to what has been said in verses 6 to 10.
所以在第十一节所说的这些事乃是保罗前面在第六到第十节所讲的。
Now, a minister or a pastor can only command these things only because these are the word of God entrusted to him with authority.
那在做一个传道人，他能够有这样的权柄来吩咐这些事，因为这些事是神的话语，这个传道人有这样的一个宣讲神的话语的权柄。
And this is not because the minister has a higher status or he is holier than anyone in the congregation.
这也并不是说这个牧师好像在教会当中就是一个高人一等，或者说他比别人更圣洁。
So this passage is important first to someone like me, a pastor, a minister, as I have much to learn in my ministry as being a pastor.
这些话呢，首先是对我讲的，因为作为一个在教会中的这样的传道人，这个牧师，那我在其中也有我有很多需要学习的。
But this is also important second to our church, especially now as we are conducting pastoral research, and we should know what kind of pastor to look for.
那这段话语对我们来讲也很重要，因为我们也要知道，那我们在教会中所寻找的传道人是怎样的传道人。
But this passage is also applicable and important to all Christians.
那这段经文呢，对于所有的信徒而言也是很重要的。
Because this is not a personal letter written only to Timothy.
因为这封书信呢，其实不是保罗写给提摩太的这样的一个私人书信。
Looking back in chapter 1, verse 1, why would Paul tell Timothy that he is an apostle of Christ Jesus according to the command of God?
那在这个我们回到提摩太前书的第一章的第一节，保罗为什么说他是奉着我们救主上帝和我们的盼望的耶稣基督之命做基督耶稣使徒的？
So, for example, if Eric were to write me a personal letter, wouldn't it be really strange and odd for him to put in the title, Eric, Ruling Elder of Grace Christian Church?
就好像说，如果Eric写信，写给我一封私人的信件，他可能不会在信里边提到他是这个教会的治理长老的这个头衔。
By mentioning his credential, Paul's instruction is meant to be read and learned by the entire church.
所以在第一节保罗提到他自己的这样的身份的时候，是意味着这封书信是给整个教会的。Moreover,
the ministry and personal character of the pastor are meant to shape the entire congregation.
那不仅如此，那这个一个传道人的他的身份、他的品格也会来整个来塑造整个的教会。All
members of the flock ought to imitate the leader as he imitates Christ.
那所以在整个的教会的会众，在我们效法基督的时候，同时也是要来效法他们当中的这样的带领的人。Paul
says in 1 Corinthians, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
所以在保罗在哥林多前书说，他说你们要效法我，如同我效法基督一样。So
I'd like you to keep two aspects in mind as I go through the following three points with you.
所以我在下面呢，在我的三点当中，我要跟大家强调两个方面。First,
I want you to keep in mind what we should look for in our pastoral search and how we should pray for our pastors.
第一方面呢，是我们在其中我们要看到我们是如何的要寻找怎么样的一个传道人，我们如何为我们的聘牧来祷告。And
second, how this guidance for pastors is also applicable to us as believers in our pursuit of godliness.
那第二呢，我们看到在保罗的教导当中，我们也要同时看到这些教导是给我们的，是让我们看到在其中我们自己应该如何来去行。The
first point, the pastor is called to be exemplary.
那第一点，我们看到 在一个牧者啊，他成神呼召他是要成为会众的榜样。
Look at verse 12.
我们看到第十二节。
Paul tells Timothy to set an example to all believers.
这里保罗呼召提摩太要做要做整个信徒的榜样。
You see, even though Timothy has been told by Paul to command and teach apostolic words, that's not enough.
保罗尽管他要教导提摩太要去把神的教神的话语要吩咐人要教导人，但是呢，这还不够。
For without living the proper Christian life, commands and words alone would lose its fidelity and testimony.
那因为如果你你的生命当中没有行出来这些话语，那这些话语你所传讲的话语也就失去了它的可靠性，失去了也没有你自己生命的见证。
Once there was a man who needed some same-day dry cleaning before he leaves for a trip.
从前有一个人呢，他在要在出差之前呢，他要去去一个洗衣店里去洗他的衣服。
This is all due to his own poor planning of time.
就是在出差，因为他的这个他的计划不很周全，所以是在他出差的前一天才去。
And he remembered one store and all the way on the other side of the town.
因为他记得在这个城的那个另一头呢，有一家这样的一个洗衣店。
And it's a huge sign that says one-hour dry cleaners.
那个洗衣店有个很大的牌子，他说这是一小时洗衣店。
So he drove all the way, drove the distance. Think of it, you're driving to Bowie, Maryland, okay, like that.
所以他呢就他就这个开车开了这个开到很远就好像我们在这里要开车到马里兰一样。
So he got to the store, filled out the tag, and then he told the clerk, I need this in an hour.
所以他到那个洗衣店里，他说，那我这些衣服我需要这个一小时之后就要让你洗好。
The clerk says, oh, sorry, sir, we can't get this back to you until Thursday.
然后但是那个店员说，对不起，那你这些衣服要到星期四才能拿。
But the man said, well, wait, your sign says one-hour dry cleaners.
他说那个人说，你们这个牌子不是写的是一小时洗衣店吗？
The clerk said, oh, that's just the name of the store.
但那个店员说，那只是一个我们店的名字而已，没有什么别的意思。
The man took his clothes, frustrated, and never came back to that same dry cleaner.
所以那个人就是很丧气的走了，他以后也再也没有去过那一家店。
Just as Timothy cannot command and teach the word of God without being a living example of it,
那所以如果提摩太只是在吩咐教导神的话语，没有去成为这些话语的榜样。
So also we believers cannot carry the name of Christians, learning God's word without making the effort to live the proper Christian life.
所以我们也是一样，如果我们没有来一个能够做一个正确的我们的合乎神心意的这样的基督徒的生活呢，我们也没有办法来在生命中来见证这些话语。
Now there's another reason why Timothy needs to set an example for the believers.
那在这里呢，提摩太要成为信徒的榜样，也有另外的一个原因。
Timothy was a relatively young pastor.
提摩太在当时是一个相对来说很年轻的传道人。
He was probably around his mid-30s.
他也许是只有三十几岁。
Back then, there were two classes of men in the ancient time.
在就过去的那个时候，那个人呢，那个时候的男人大概分成两类。
The first class called young men, they are under 40.
当时所说的这个年轻人是指那些四十岁以下的。
The other class is called elders, they are over 40.
那当时所谓的年长的人是指那些四十岁以上的人。
And those who were not elders are often considered inappropriate for leadership positions.
在当时呢，如果你还没有到那个所谓的年长的那个阶段呢，很多人也不会来信任你来做很多领袖的职分。
And plus, we know that from for 2 Timothy 1:7 and also in 1 Corinthians, Timothy likely has a little bit of a timid personality.
所以我们从提摩太后书和哥林多前书，我们都可以看到，当时呢，提摩太呢，他的性格，他的个性上而言呢，是比较胆小的。
So this is why Paul tells him to let no one despise him for his youth.
所以保罗也在这里, 是, 也因为如此, 要嘱咐提摩太, 他说不要叫人小看你年轻。
So, for his commands and teaching to stick, even with and especially with older men, Timothy must set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, faith, and purity.
所以要来能够成为神的话语的榜样，而且能够去教导那些当中的比他年长的人。所以提摩太呢必须在这个他的言语、行为、爱心、信心和清洁上都能够行出来。His
speech needs to be seasoned with grace.
他所传讲的话语。 要在其中要有神的恩典来调和。
Also with wisdom, so that he would know when to say what and how much to say.
也要在其中要有神的智慧，知道要在什么时候，以什么样的方式来说什么话。
Needs to have appropriateness, honesty, truthfulness, and sensibility.
那其中呢，也要有他的话语当中要有诚实，有智慧，有这样的有尺度，有其中的对人的敏感度等等。
And also, as I mentioned before, his conduct, his manner of life ought to match up with his speech.
那他的行为也要跟他的言语相称。
His life cannot be compartmentalized, like setting one section for one day and certain days and not the other days.
所以我们的生活当中也不能把我们的行为和我们的信仰都分别开来，好像有些日子你是专门是圣洁的，有些其他日子不是圣洁的。
His love and passion needs to grow toward God and others.
那他的爱心，他的在主内的热心，要也成为其他人的这样的鼓励。His
love and concern should be for others' spiritual condition.
那他对别人的这种灵命的状态，也有他在神里的属灵的这种负担。His
faith needs to be set on God, who is His Lord and Master.
他的信心要放在他的主，他的神耶稣基督里面。
And because he needs to demonstrate faithfulness to Christ.
因为他也要在他的生命中显出神的信实，基督的信实。
And he needs to keep continue to keep morally pure in his life.
也要他在他生命中呢，也要继续的保持在他的在道德上的这种圣洁。
And he must do so to the extent, look at verse 15, where others, all may see his progress.
而且他要做这些事情，就像十五节说的，要让众人呢也能看出他的长进来。
Look at verse 16. Paul says, "Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching."
我们也要看第十六节，保罗说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Clearly, this is applicable not only to pastors but also to all Christians.
这个当然，显而易见，不是只是给牧师牧者而言的，也是给每一个基督徒的。
We all need to watch our life and doctrines closely.
我们都要谨慎自己的教训。
We must not deviate from the word of God and biblical doctrines.
我们不能离弃神的话语，不能离开我们这样的纯正的教义。
And just as important, it doesn't matter how true or correct your doctrine may be.
那同样重要的。 那不管你所信的这些教义多么的正确，
If there is an inner moral flaw within us that is left unchecked, it can bring us to ruin.
那我们的内心当中如果有我们这样的道德的缺陷和缺口的时候， 会毁灭我们整个的属灵的生命。
I don't know how many times in recent years I've seen and heard prominent good evangelical leaders or teachers and pastors, even reformed ones, failed morally.
我们在过去就是不知道有多少次可以看到那些甚至是有很著名的我们当中的属灵的领袖传道人，那么他们都在他们的这个道德上道德的这种行为上呢失败跌倒。Because
they have some prolonged engagement in sexual sins or immorality that was discovered.
很多时候是他们被发现，他们有一些就 这种在不正当的这种男女关系、婚外情等等。
And before it was discovered, they could go on teaching. They would even teach the Bible well, writing good Christian books, while all with living in hidden immoral life.
那他们呢，可以在被发现之前呢，他们都在可能是很有恩赐的来教导神的话语，甚至有会写出很有名的这种属灵的书籍，但是呢，同时呢，在过着一个非常不道德的生活。How
can this be?
为什么会这个样子？
All because they didn't keep a close watch on themselves, on how they live.
因为他们没有谨慎自己要如何而活。
We ought to look for a pastor whose life and doctrine match up with each other.
我们要寻找的传道人乃是一个他的教训和他的生命是能够合一的这样的一个传道人。Someone
who watches himself closely as he sets his example to his flock.
一个可以谨慎自己而成为众人的榜样的这样的传道人。
And we also ought to watch our own life and doctrine closely.
那我们也要谨慎我们自己，我们每一个人，我们自己的教训，我们的生命。
We ought to strive to set examples for others to see our own progress.
那么我们也要在上面来努力，让别人看出我们自己的长进来。
So that we may encourage others and build them up.
使我们自己也能够成为别人的鼓励，让别人的生命，灵命能够成长。
And more importantly, we ought to pray.
那更重要的，我们要来祷告。
Pray for our pastoral search.
为我们聘牧祷告。
Pray for me to grow and progress as a pastor.
也为我祷告，让我在我的这样的牧者的职分上也能够不断的长进。
Pray for yourself that your speech, conduct, faith, and love and purity would match up with the biblical truth that you are learning.
也要为你自己祷告，你的言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁。 也能够跟你所领受的教训和神的话语来相称。
Second,
第二,
the pastor's call to the ministry of the word.
一个牧者呢是被呼召要来传讲神的圣道。
In verse 13, Paul charges Timothy to take up his primary and essential pastoral responsibility.
鼓励提摩太的要被蒙召呢，要担上这个一个作为一个牧者的一个核心的他的职分。And
this responsibility is the ministry of the word.
那也是就是神的话语的传讲。It
begins with the public reading of scripture.
那这个职分呢，乃是从这个当众的公开的宣读神的话语开始。
The English, the Greek has a definite article, so this is a specific event that Paul is talking about.
那这里在当时在原文当中呢，是有个定冠词哈，所以是保罗是指特定的这种话语的宣讲的这种地方地点。The
public reading of Scripture has a long tradition that the Jews has been doing in the synagogues already.
所以在过去的犹太人的会堂当中呢，有。 很悠久的宣读神话语的传统。And
early Christians rightly adopted and continued doing this in their worship.
所以在早期的基督徒呢，他们也是很恰如其分的，也继承了这样的传统，在教会当中来宣读神的话语。And
not only would they read from the Old Testament, the Law, and the Prophets.
所以他们不仅是宣读当时宣读旧约，宣读这个是。
Christians also read from the apostles' letters and the gospels.
那当时的信徒呢，也会宣读福音书，也会宣读使徒的书信。The
public reading of scriptures is also important back then in ancient times, as average and common people could not read on their own, illiterate.
所以在当时这样的公众的宣读神的话语呢是非常普遍的，因为当时的一般的信徒没有这个阅读的能力。Remember,
there was no paper, no printed books back then.
当时呢也很少有这种印刷的书籍，也没有这种印刷品和纸张的印刷品。People
who could write, they wrote on scrolls and papyrus and parchment, which was very expensive.
所以当时的他们所宣读的都是写在这种书卷上的或者羊皮纸上的，当时是非常昂贵的这样的一个这些书卷。
So local churches would circulate whatever scrolls they have of the Old Testament and the Apostles' letters with each other.
所以当时的教会呢，也是把当时的这些包括使徒书信的这些书卷是互相传阅的。
And in church's worship, it required an orator who could read out loud to the entire congregation.
那在当时的敬拜当中，也有专门的这种读经者把这种神的这种话语呢，是当众的大声的读出来。
It was precious to hear God's word being read out loud to God's people.
所以在这种大声的聆听这种在公众的神的话语的宣讲是当时是非常宝贵的这种时刻。
People would come with the attitude to hear.
当时人都是抱着一个聆听的态度来的。
How is this compared to our attitude today?
跟我们今天的态度是有什么样的一个相比呢？
But the public reading of Scripture is only a start.
那宣读神的这种话语呢，只是一个起点。
For from it very tightly comes exhortation and teaching.
那所以在其后呢，也要其后随之而来的是劝勉，是教导。
This is pointing to what we today called expository preaching.
这就是我们今天所谓的解经式的讲道。
It involves the explanation of the text.
其中包括对这个圣经经文的这种解释。
The application to our lives.
对在我们生命当中的应用。
And the teaching of biblical doctrines.
也包括对这个圣经中神学的这种教义的这种教导。
We see that not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament.
不仅新约如此，旧约也是如此。
In Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, we see Ezra, the priest, taught the people, read the law to the people first.
所以在旧约的时候，我们看到，比方说在尼希米记的第八章，我们看到当时的这个文士以斯拉，他先是把神的话语这个读给当时的这个百姓。
And then the priest and the Levite went to explain the text to the people.
那当时的祭司和立位人呢，他们也要讲明其中的意思，使百姓明白。
Then, there was a huge cultural and historical gap of the people who heard the law that was written thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago.
因为当时这个在所神的话语的这个书面的话语和当时听的人之间。有一个这种几百年的相隔几百年的这种时间上和文化上的这种差距。
People needed help to see the relevance of the word.
所以他那个当时的百姓呢，需要这些文士和祭司和这个立位人的帮助来解释其中的这意思。
Notice this. This is not the kind of preaching that is just about the word of God.
那我们在其中也要特别的注意这里。这里所讲所我们说这样的教导不只是说教导关于神的话语。
It is also not just merely from the word of God, that is using the word as a springboard for the preacher to go off on his own.
这里也不只是说你的教导呢是只是这个你来自这种神的话语而已你从神的话语开始然后这个牧师呢这个牧者可以就是跟着自己的意思来选择他这个所教导的方向。
This is the call according to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 Paul says to Timothy preach the word not preach from the word not preach about the word.
所以这也是保罗在提摩太后书给提摩太的第四章第二节所解释的，他说：“你务要传道所以传道不是说传讲有关神的道，也不是说传讲只是以神的道开始而已，而是说只是就是单纯的传讲神的道。”
This is what God's people need, what you need to be fed.
这为如果我们需要得到喂养的话，那这是我们这是一个牧者需要做的，这是我们需要来做的。
This is what a preacher, a pastor must do to feed the congregation.
我们要来喂养会众的话，一个牧者必须要来传神的道。
That's his sacred duty.
这是他的神圣的职责。
Men don't get to dictate what God's people need to hear. God does.
我们不是说我们的听众来决定我们要讲什么，而是要他们来听什么，而是神来做这样的决定。
And with that said, this means two things.
那当我们说到这一点的时候那它意味着有两个方面。
First, we need pastors who know and focus on the ministry of the word.
首先我们需要一个牧者，他是能够真正的来懂得哈，真正的来关注在神的话语上面。
This means he needs time to continue to study and prepare and read.
那这个牧者呢，他需要时间来不断的来学习来阅读，来晋升。
And we as the congregation, we need to allow for this.
那我作为一个会众呢，我们要给这个牧者时间来做这样的一个学习晋升的工作。
We need to encourage our pastor and give him time to read and study and prepare.
我们要鼓励牧师，要给他时间，让他来要他来研究、来学习、来准备。
So that we would be well fed.
所以我们呢能够得到正确的喂养。
The well-known Reformed pastor Donald Gray Barnhouse once said this.
有一位很有名的这种改革宗的牧师，他曾经这样说。
He said, if he knew the Lord was coming in 3 years, he would spend 2 of them studying and 1 preaching.
他说如果他知道神这个主耶稣3年之后要再来的话，那他会用其中2年的时间来预备来学习，那剩下的第3年呢用来讲道。
And this also means that we as the congregation need to treasure and learn and to listen to the ministry of the word.
那这第二方面也让我们看到，我们作为会众我们要来真是来珍惜要来宝贵那牧者给我们这些宣讲神话语的这种机会。
We need to treasure the public reading of the word and also expository preaching.
我们要珍惜在教会当中这种公众的话语的宣读。和话语的这种解经式的讲道。
Often I've heard famous pastors once complain that no one, I mean, there are a lot of preachers have the gift of preaching, but no one has the gift of listening.
那很多时候我们听见一些很有名的牧师他们曾经讲，他们说他可能会有很多的牧者是有这样的讲道的恩赐，但是好像没有人有这样，没有人有听到的恩赐。
Only those who listen can come to know Christ.
只有听到我们才能真正的认识基督。
Will you come to treasure the ministry of the word?
我们能不能都一起来珍惜神的话语的宣讲。
Learn to listen and learn to listen well.
我们能不能来一起的来学习来聆听，而且能够很好的聆听。
And third and finally, there's the call to persevere for the pastor.
那第三最后一点那保罗也提到对一个牧者的这种坚持不懈的呼召。
Paul urges Timothy in verse 14, do not neglect the gift you have.
在第十四节，保罗嘱咐提摩太，他说你不要轻忽你所得的恩赐。
And this gift of pastoral ministry has been confirmed by Timothy's ordination. This is what Paul mentions in the rest of verse 14.
当时所这些恩赐呢，也是在当时在众人面前，在众长老的按手之下被证实的。
In our PCA Book of Church Order, in chapter 14, verse 2nd paragraph, it here talks about ordination.
那在我们的PCA 的治理，我们宗派的治理章程的这个第14章的第二节，也特别讲到对这种牧者的案例。
Ordination is this quote: the authoritative admission of the duty called on an office in the Church of God, accompanied with prayer and the laying of the hands.
那这节当这个章程里面提到这个牧者所领受的他这个职分，乃是一个。从来在神里面所给他任命的，在教会当中的这个职分呢，乃是一个有权威的这个职分那这个牧者在当时他所领受的这样的权柄，乃是通过伴随着祷告和这个众长老的按手进行的。
And so we ought to give proper respect to the ordained offices.
所以我们在教会当中，我们要尊敬那些 已经受过案例的这样的神的工人。
And also, a pastor must not neglect his confirmed gift of pastoral ministry.
那一个牧者不能轻忽他在神面前他所领受的这样的一个牧养教导的这样的一个职分。
There are many ways someone can neglect the gift.
我们很多时候我们轻忽我们的恩赐可能会表现在很多方面。
One would be being complacent. That is, someone has been driven by comfort.
比方说，你可能会在其中呢，这种轻忽也包括你的这种自满，在你的这种学识上，这种已经满足了。
Another one would be laziness.
轻忽也包括我们的悖懒。
Basically, just tell everybody else do the things, and he doesn't do it.
很多时候我们就把我们的职分都让给别人去做，我们自己不做。
Another one would be worldliness, that chasing after pleasure in life.
那轻忽可能也包括我们的对世俗的这种世界的喜爱，我们去追求这世上的一些欢乐。
Another one would be timidity, being afraid of the oppositions and hostility from the world.
那轻忽呢，可能也包括我们的胆怯，我们没有办法有勇气来面对这个我们所生活的世俗。
Another way someone would neglect the gift would be being distracted, but by doing excessive outside work of the church.
那轻忽可能也包括我们的这种不专心，很多时候我们分心去做很多教会外面的这种俗事。
There are many ways a pastor can neglect his gift.
所以，一个牧者他要轻忽自己的职分，可能会有很多的方面。
Just as there are many ways we, God's people, can neglect the gifts that God has given each of us to serve Him as His servant as well.
那我们作为一个每一个信徒，那做神呼召我们来跟随他的时候，我们可能也会同样的有很多的方式来轻忽神给我们自己的恩赐。
So. Here, Paul calls Timothy in verse 15, practice these things, immerse yourself in them.
所以在第15节的时候，保罗特别的嘱咐提摩太，他说你要殷勤的，要专心的来做这些事情。
The New International Version says, be diligent, give yourselves wholly to them.
那在这个新英文的标准本的翻译是说，你要去 勤奋的去做，要去专一的这种专一的去做。
And then in verse 16, Paul says, persist in this.
那在第十六节，保罗也进一步的讲，他说你要在这些事情上恒心。
Right. And then in the New International Version, once again says, persevere in them.
在新英文的标准本，把这个字呢，恒心的字翻译成坚韧。你要在这些事情上，你要坚持不懈。
The English word persevere is a compound word.
在英文当中呢，这个所谓的坚持不懈，它是一个复合词。
It has a prefix which is per, and then which means the word per means through.
那前面这个词的前缀，那个意思里面是说，始终如一。And then it
comes with the word severe.
那后面这个词呢，这个词的后半部指的是这种严肃或者严重的程度。
So it means to keep on pressing, to trust God, to look up and doing our duty, even though we are dealing with severe circumstances.
那所以这个词的含义是说，即使是在我们遇到一些很严峻的这种情况当中，困难当中呢，我们都要按照这个神给我们的力量和恩典呢，让我们能够持之以恒，让我们能够坚持不懈。
Paul is commanding Timothy, Christian ministers, and all servants of God to persevere.
所以保罗在这里也要来教导提摩太和教导所有的听的人，我们要在其中，我们要恒心，我们要坚持不懈。Don't
let our circumstances dictate the path and the course of our ministry and our pursuit of godliness.
也不要让我们的侍奉，让我们的事工，能够是被我们所面临的这些我们的环境所左右。
The perseverance is a serious matter of salvation.
恒心是我们的救恩的其中一个非常重要的一个方面。
The end of verse 16, talks about, that's exactly what the verse, end of verse 16 talks about.
这也是保罗在第十六节的最后最后这一半所讲的。
It is not that any man can be credited to bring about salvation.
不是说我们每一个人能够自己来成就我们的救恩。
Man cannot save, only God can.
我们人所成就的只有依靠神所能够成就的救恩。
But Christian ministers, and all believers too, but especially Christian ministers, are called to be servants, God's servants and agents to further their own and others' people's salvation.
那作为一个牧者，也包括我们所有的信徒，神所呼召我们做的，乃是要，是在神，在，不仅是帮助我们自己，也帮助我们其他的人呢，在神所成就的救恩上能够不断的长进。
It requires us to persevere.
他需要我们来坚持不懈。
But here's the comfort.
但是神也给我们这样的一个鼓励。
Anyone who persevere, whether you're a minister or believers, would gain the assurance of salvation. Not gain salvation, but the assurance of salvation.
那当我们去在神里面神的救恩当中坚忍的时候，我们所能够得到的，不是说我们能够赚取救恩，而是说我们在其中能够得到。我们在救恩上的确据。
Perseverance is the evidence. It works like the evidence of our salvation.
我们的坚忍也是我们所得到的救恩的这样的证明。
Only those who persevere are truly in the Lord.
只有那些在神里面能够在我们的信心当中坚忍的，乃是真正的属神的子民。
For we persevere and grow not by our own strength.
因为我们在其中我们的成长我们的这种坚持不懈不是依靠我们自己的能力
but by trusting in Christ's atoning sacrifice of sin and failure of our sins and failures
而是把我们的罪和我们的失败都带到主耶稣基督当中我们来完全的信靠他
and we also persevere by trusting in Christ's power of resurrection being at work within us
我们的坚忍乃是要也是通过主耶稣基督他的力量他的能力在我们当中来成就
Remember this
我们要记得
Christ was the one who was really despised even by his own people
基督当时被他自己的这种同胞被藐视被厌弃
He endured it for our sake
那他在其中坚持不懈的忍受了这一切乃是为了我们的缘故
Christ has set the ultimate and perfect example for us to follow
神也主耶稣基督自己给我们设立的他自己的完美的坚忍的榜样要让我们来跟随他的脚踪
We are to look to him to learn how to love and live for him
我们也要仰靠他来知道我们自己如何的来去爱别人如何的来去生活
We have to conform to his image
要来去我们来效法他的形象
Christ is our good shepherd
基督是我们的好牧人
He laid down his life for us
他为我们舍命
He is the incarnate word
他是成了肉身的道
The word that we preach and hear
是我们所传讲 所聆听所领受的道
The word that gives life and salvation
是带给我们生命带给我们救恩的道
So with this in mind let us come to persevere in our Christian life by trusting in who he is and what he has done for us
所以我们当我们想到这些的时候我们应该来完全的来信靠他信靠他在我们的生命中 来成就他的这样的救恩
Let us, the church, our church here persevere in our pursuit of godliness especially during this time of transition of our church
也在我们教会的这样一个过渡的时期我们也真是求神让我们特别的能够在我们的生命在我们的教会的我们的这样的生活当中呢，我们一起来坚持不懈
Let's pray together
一起来祷告
Father, we praise you and thank you for shepherding us in your church.
父神，我们感谢你，赞美你，你在你自己的教会当中来牧养我们。
And praise you that Christ is our good shepherd who laid down his life for us.
我们感谢你，因为基督他是乃是我们的为我们舍命的好牧人。
And we pray the Lord that you will also bless our pastors and also our pastoral search.
我们求主你来自己来祝福，来兼顾我们当中的牧者，也来祝福我们的这样的聘牧的施工。
And also help each and every one of us to continue to strive to pursue a godliness.
也帮助我们当中的我们每一个人，我们一起来追求我们在生命当中的敬虔。
All this we pray for your sake and for your glory.
奉神自己的名，为神你自己的荣耀祷告。
Amen.
Amen.